Hi, guys. I'm interrupting right now, and I do apologize for this ahead of time, but I have a new podcast called Confessions of the Idiots, where I read funny slash often weird online confessions each week to great guests. So far, including Sarah Snook, Sam Neill, William McInnes, Wendy Harmer, Judith Lucy, and so many more. The latest episode features Sir Peter Hitchener and Tony Martin.
Well, I always like the last story on the news, like after the weather.
Yes.
Does a dog on a surfboard? Always good.
Oh, nothing nicer than
nothing
that.
Nicer
or
than that.
A dog on a skateboard.
A dog doing anything,
especially
let's be real.
With one of the little back legs helping it along. They look so cute. They can have as many of those as I don't mind. They're so much fun.
And do they give you, you know, are you reading the auto cue and something like, they say it's a dog's life, but do you know, do they chuck those? Who comes up with those? Do you write those yourself?
No, those are composed by the producers.
Okay. Is there someone that's head of puns at Channel 9?
Oh, yes.
That's their full-time job, just writing.
Colin Patterson. He's very good at
They're very serious, but very stressed. I've got to have 10 puns by midday. So, guys, when you're finished listening to the debrief with the great Dave O'Neill, have a listen to Confessions of the Idiots with me, Sammy P. There's great episodes up there right now. There's 42, in fact. So you have your work cut out of you to catch up. But I believe in you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Confessions of the Idiots with Sam Peterson.
The debrief is supported by Beyond Rest. Beyond Rest provides the most relaxing flotation tank experience in Australia. Locations across Melbourne, visit beyondrest.com.au. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here, comedian. And look, if you didn't see my show the other night on Channel 10, it's a sitcom called Dave. Please go to 10 Play and watch it, and then vote for it if you liked it. Don't vote for it if you didn't like it. But anyway, it's a good, fun family sitcom. Lots of friends of the show on, Glenn Robbins, Dave Thornton, Julian Hickey, Emily Tahini plays my wife. She's not my real wife, as people think. Anyway, I won't go on about it, but it was very well received. So just go and watch it on 10 Play, because it was on a Friday night and a lot of people are busy. Now, well, this debrief is a little bit different because I'm not just going to talk to just one comedian. I'm doing how many gigs am I doing today? 5 gigs in one day, plus an appearance, a cameo on Tonightly. They're doing some sketch with David Rose, who's a young comic. So I thought I'd just tape the day's events and see how it unfolds for me. The gigs are, there's a footy club, there's a Peter Hallier's kids' school, then there's another school, and then there's a 21st. Oh, and there's also a corporate gig. Look, it's, I don't know how, well, the time frame sort of works out, but my first one is the Altona Football Club. So I'm driving in the western suburbs of Melbourne. I've hit the industrial area. Now, I used to live sort of around here, and look, these, I do a lot of football clubs, but I tell you what, the ones in the western suburbs of Melbourne can get a bit hairy. They're a bit sketchy sometimes. I don't know why. Just maybe it's all the pollutants in the air. I've just driven past a smelter. Anyway, we'll check in. Well, I'm here at the Alternative Vikings. Couldn't be further from Norway or Sweden. But it's a beautiful day out here in Altona. It's during the day. This gets a lunchtime gig. It's quite common to do gigs at footy clubs at lunchtime. Sponsors Day. It's quite beautiful out here. I've changed my mind, but there's a lake. Oh, there's all the industry. And we'll go see what the story is. It's a classic footy club. Low-lying buildings. Blokes walking around, warming up. Mums and dads, grandmas. That's what's great about Australia. I don't even like footy. Anyway, here we go. Yeah, this looks like it.
Sorry,
just
Barry.
Do it. Barry, how are you, mate?
Nice
Dave.
Nice to meet
how
you, Dave.
Do you want to sort of wait 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Settle and then get into it?
I want to.
Do you want to grab something? Plugs?
No, I've had lunch.
You want a drink, Randy?
No. Oh, I got a water.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've got my recorder thing. I don't want to leave in the car.
No, you're right.
It's too expensive. It cost me $600.
We're in Altona, mate.
We're in Altona. Anything could happen. Cool.
It's more the Hoppers Crossing crowd that he is.
Yeah. Hoppers. Yeah, well, I used to live in Seddon, so.
How do you want me to introduce you?
To say he's a comedian.
Okay, that's all right.
I've got a massive introduction for this man. Very well known through radio, television, and live performance. I said to Dave beforehand, how do you want me to introduce you? said he's a comedian called Dave Bell.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Right. Good stuff. Good to see my parents turn up again. Fuckers. I'll be Dave O'Neill. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Okay, well, I've done the Vikings in Altona. They're pretty good, isn't it? That many people there. They were disappointed with the turn-up, but they're all older guys, about my age, middle-aged, and they're pretty good. They laughed a lot. So I'm leaving beautiful Altona and now going to do a cameo on Tonightly, the Tom Ballard show. He's not going to be there, though. It's with David Rose, the young comic. We'll see what the story is. David Rose, what are we doing here for Tonightly?
We are filming a piece about hearing loss. I'm deaf in my right ear, so we're doing a piece about young people wearing headphones, making them deaf.
Oh, and so you wrote this, or are you just appearing in it?
No, I wrote this. This is my debut TV appearance on a television show that's about to get cancelled.
It's a shame they cancel it, because it's they have a lot of good comedy, and it's all young people.
Yes, it's a TV show for the millennials.
So why am I involved?
You were the oldest comedian I could think of.
Oh, thanks. I'm like, you positioned me as a baby boomer telling you to get off my lawn.
Yeah, well, in reality, it's probably your parents who would be telling me to get off the lawn, right?
Well, I know, I do own a house, but...
Yeah, but you're not negative gearing.
I'm not, I have in the past, to be honest, yeah. But I'm not Husey. And also...
Well, I message Husey first, you can do it.
Yeah, that'd be right. I believe you. He's very busy.
Oh, mate, give me $4,000, I might do it.
Yeah, well, you know, anyway... So I'm just going to stand there and yell at you, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Hey! Get off my lawn!
Oh, sorry.
Actually, you know what? Go for it. I'm negative gearing this, John. I need some property damage. Kick up some dust. Come on. Sitting in my car, I've done Dave Rose's Tonightly sketch, which was fun. Now I've gone home, made tea for the kids, the missus, mate, and my mother-in-law. Sausages, beautiful. And now I've got to do a corporate gig in Fitzroy, which is for 34 people that are dressed as dead celebrities, I think. It's like, I think they're health workers. They're mainly women. Which, look... should be okay. Look, anything could happen, let's be honest. These are the ones where you just go, I don't know. Footy clubs are generally what they are, but gigs like this, yeah, fancy dress ones. Look, obviously, just keep listening. In about 10 seconds, I'll tell you how it went. Wish I could come back in 10 seconds. I have to go and do it. You seem quite, you know,
sensible.
So I'm here at this gig. Everyone's dressed up. What's happening here? Bethany? What's your name?
That's Wendy. Wendy and Bethany.
Wendy. Yes. What's happening, Wendy and Bethany?
Well, this is our Christmas in July and August. And so we're having a dead celebrities night to celebrate that.
And what do you guys do for a job? I thought health workers.
We work in aged and disability care. And this is our office staff, yeah. So
that's really, really good. You're very good people. Are you a good person?
I try.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I'll try and make you laugh. They look pretty young.
Well, yeah, it's a mixture of ages.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, because I'm old.
Oh, you're old.
Yeah, I'm old. Some great costumes. All right. Well, let's have a crack. All right. Thanks.
You guys are great. I'm doing all right. And thank you very much for having me. And give me a round of applause. Also, give yourself one of the best. What a great night.
Was actually pretty good, that gig. They were great. There were a lot of young women, but there was a few my age, which is always handy, two blokes to pick on, all in costume. So the boss is paying, so those kind of people are just there having a good time. Now I'm just walking up to Peter Hellier's kids' school and beautiful Ivanhoe. I can hear a party going on. Anyway, this should be a walk in the park, because they're parents. And it's my best audience, because I'm a parent.
I've got a few kids. I don't know. You've probably never heard me talk about my children before. No, I'm joking. Okay. Let's see how this goes.
I don't want to, you know. So I'm here at Peter Halley's kids' school gig, and Pete, what's the story? Like, did you organise this, or...?
When you say organised, I rang or texted you, and I texted Luke McGregor and asked if you could do it. That's my level of organising, and I suggest a running order.
And do you feel... I mean, I do my kids' school, and you've done my kids' school before. Do you feel a little bit... not awkward, but self... What's the word? I can't think of the right word.
Well, it's certainly awkward if you have a bad one, and yeah. School pickup's always a bit awkward on Monday. But it's... No, they're usually very good. I think they usually very much appreciate. And I think they feel lucky that they've got somebody in the school that can organise. You know, they have Dave O'Neill and Luke McGregor. I was at Tom Gleason's last week, his kids' school down at Romsey, and he had myself and Adam Rosenbach, and he emceed. And
they should appreciate it.
They're pretty good. Yours was a good fun one.
It's a good fun one. It's a similar room to this, actually. Mm-hmm. And what is your wife sensitive about you talking about the kids, or...?
No, she's used to it.
Yeah, right, okay.
She likes me being successful. It's all part of it.
My daughter said tonight, I don't like when you do gigs. I said, well, do you like those sausages you're eating? Because they paid for that. Luke McGregor is here. He was just on. Now, you've never been on my podcast. I'd love to get you on my podcast longer form, Luke, but I'll talk to your agent.
Tell me when, buddy. Oh, we'll just text me.
But how do you approach gigs like this? Because you don't have... Me and Pete, it's...
Or call me.
Yeah. we have children, so it's sort of... There are people in the same area that we're in. How do you approach it?
I'm just here to pick up single mums. So
there probably would be some here.
There could be. I'm too scared to go meet them. But that's the intention anyway. It's just they'll come backstage and say, hi, I'm a great... I love video games and I'm a single mum.
Lego. You like Lego, don't you?
I like Lego, yeah.
Well, you'd be a good single dad, a stepdad. What? I was watching up the... I came in towards the interview, and you were getting sympathy from some of the women.
Oh, right. Towards the end of the spot, you mean?
Yeah, so you're talking about being nude, and you don't like being nude. And
oh, yeah, it's that's maybe good, I guess. I'm not sure if...
No, that's good. Good.
Okay, that's good.
I think that's good.
I was hoping it would go well enough so I could stage dive, but I cancelled last second. They were too... I didn't think I'd get enough air. I was worried I'd fall. Only half reached the crowd.
You were great.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
No worries.
Especially telling me that public on the podcast, so it's on record.
It's on the record.
It's on the record. Thank you.
This is a podcast, though, so it's not... Yeah, it's not... It's reaching a few people. Put it that way.
I'll put it on the poster.
Yeah, probably. Cool. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
mate. See how I go. Well, that gig went really well. I mean, parents... you know, they're easy for me because I'm a parent. And also, it's Ivanhoe's close to where I live. So, easy. Easy peasy. And Pete's a great host. And Luke McGregor was very funny. Wish I could hang out more there. But I'm on my way to Ferntree Gully. Well, actually, the basin, which is next to the toilet. I won't do that joke. They'll get offended. I'll do it right towards the end if I do it. I'm not stupid. I did it at Ivanhoe and they laugh their heads off. So I'm going to the basin next to the dot. But if you're in their actual place where they live, people do get offended occasionally if you hang shit on their actual place. But as we know, there's no poo in the basin. It's all in the toilet. I'm on a roll. Well, it's 10 to 10. I'm running late. It's another school gig. I think they're parents from an FTG school, as I call it. Ferntree Gully, FTG. For people that don't know, that's the outer suburbs of Melbourne. Looking forward to it. Am I? Okay, come on. Gig number 4, is it? Well, that Ivanhoe one was pretty good, so it'll be hard to beat. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey? Alright, I should drive, really. It's probably illegal. Hey, guys. This is a great sponsor. The Debrief is supported by Beyond Rest. Now, if you want to get into a flotation tank around the Melbourne area, this is the place to do it. I've had a crack, and it's very relaxing. Beyond Rest provides the most relaxing flotation tank experiences in Australia. Locations across Melbourne. Visit beyondrest.com.au. On with the show. Hi,
yes.
Oh, this is the joint.
Yeah, this is the joint. You found us.
Oh, yeah. Now we're right. It's Ivanhoe. Somewhere in Ivanhoe.
Ivanhoe.
And then,
this is called the basin.
It's the basin.
Well, don't worry. We had a dance off.
I heard.
Well, I grew up in Mitcham, so I'll get up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy had a point at his own TV show last night, which I got to watch. You're in for an absolute treat. I love working with him. Let's go ahead.